Republican Senator Kevin Bacon is trying to find a new way to avoid an all-out ban on cameras that watch for drivers who run red lights or speed. The Columbus area legislator says the devices used to catch law-breaking drivers at dangerous intersections are reducing crashes and making areas safer. The Senate is currently debating a bill that would prohibit the use of traffic cameras anywhere in the state. Bacon is introducing a measure that avoids a ban and implements a statewide standard instead. A coalition of law enforcement and safety officials gathered in the State House to support Bacon's effort. That includes Sergeant Brett Bauer with the Springfield Police Department. He says a ban would send the state in reverse.
If there's technology that allows us to reduce those crashes, a technology that's working, there's no reason to ban it in our state. These cameras allow our police departments to effectively deter dangerous driving where red light running and speeding are most prevalent, and we fear that removing them from our streets would lead to more crashes.
Democratic Representative Dale Mallory is a co-sponsor of the bill to ban the cameras. He says municipalities are abusing the devices to generate revenue. Mallory argued during a speech on the House floor in June that the companies manufacturing and operating these cameras are partially to blame because of their aggressive sales push.
This bill is a bipartisan effort to protect Ohioans from the overuse of excessive fines. Camera programs have been repeatedly rejected by both voters and the courts. But they continue to spread throughout the state by companies from out of town with clever names and sales tactics.
Lieutenant Brenton Mall with the Columbus Police Department recognizes Mallory's concerns, but urges lawmakers to find some middle ground on the issue.
And there are some agencies out there that just did not get it right. And I think that we should have some kind of reform. And I think Senator Bacon's on the right track. We shouldn't throw this whole thing out. I think we owe it to the citizens of the state of Ohio to make sure that our intersections are safe. And if we can use technology to use that, I don't know why we shouldn't.
Democrats and Republicans fall on both sides of the debate. Supporters of the ban say using the cameras lacks due process for the drivers who hope to defend themselves and refute the charges. This is a dilemma that Bacon addresses in his proposed bill. He says these are legitimate concerns, but a ban is not the answer.
It would be, I think, wise to create a statewide standard in the state of Ohio that I think would adequately address those concerns and allow the use of the cameras so that we can continue to promote safety in our intersections across the state of Ohio.
Among the provisions, Bacon says the bill would create a process that gives drivers an opportunity to argue their side of the story. It also contains a public information measure to ensure that drivers know where the cameras will be located. Lieutenant Mall says knowing where the cameras are is what helps reduce crashes and makes driving safer for everyone.
This is a force multiplier, and we are able to change driver behavior. And I know every single person in this room, including myself, when we see a cruiser driving down the road, we maybe look down at our speedometer, we'll hit our turn signal when we make a lane change. These lights that are controlled by photo red lights, it works, changes your behavior.
The bill to ban traffic cameras has already passed the House. Bacon's proposed legislation has yet to be formally introduced. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.